Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Organ Thieves, the shocking story of the first heart transplant in the segregated South, by Chip Jones, read by J.D. Jackson, with a preface written by Ben Jealous.
Forward. We can do better. Ben Jealous. They took a black man's heart. That's the tagline here. A white man needed a heart, and so they cut the heart from a black man's body and put it into a white man's chest. This wasn't 100 years ago. This wasn't in some backwoods southern town. This was 1968, at one of the best hospitals in the South, involving one of the most respected doctors in the world. Was the black man even dead? Would he have died from his wounds? Those are pretty big questions, aren't they? If you want answers, you have to listen to this story. You need to listen because it's important and horrifying. The details here will stagger you. The body man with his top hat, the Egyptian building with its sub-basement morgue, the well? My God, the well. You will never look at a well the same way again. But remember while you're clutching your pillow close that there's another story here. Every day, black people in America die in numbers and in ways they shouldn't because the medical system is not designed to support us. It has never been designed to support us. Today, as I speak to you, the coronavirus is 4 times as deadly to black Americans as it is to our white counterparts. There are many reasons for this, all tied to historic racial injustice. We work more often as the frontline store clerks and factory workers deemed essential or expendable. We work more often without health insurance. We live in smaller spaces with more relatives. We take more public transportation. We've been pushed into areas polluted by highways and factories, causing more asthma and other chronic lung conditions. We are poorer, with more diabetes and other poverty-adjacent conditions. But the biggest factor is that our medical care is inferior.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?